Philadelphia City Council is in the process of repealing a bill that would have put a resign-to-run ballot question on the primary ballot. Councilmember Isaiah Thomas says even though the bill passed by 15-1, it just didn't receive the right public support.
Because we talked to a lot of interest groups, and maybe it just didn't resonate with folks. Because we spent a year talking to different people about it before we actually moved forward with it. So that's how we got to this point.
Thomas says coming into an important congressional midterm election, the council didn't want anything to interfere with the contests already on the ballot. Efforts to change the resign-to-run rules in the city charter were rejected by voters in 2007 and 2014. Pennsylvania is home to more than 2,000 volunteer fire companies and about 100 career departments. Some say they're struggling to replace aging fire trucks as private equity firms buy up truck manufacturers. From the Pennsylvania Capital Star, Whitney Downard reports firefighters are turning to state lawmakers for help.
At one time, fire departments had 24 independent companies to choose from to acquire and service their apparatus. But emergency responders say they have limited options today as private equity firms consolidate factories and grow profits. They say prices have outpaced inflation and that it can take months or even years to fix or replace an aging fire apparatus. They're also concerned about the risks to public safety when emergencies arise while equipment is sidelined. Democratic Representative Jennifer O'Mara of Delaware County says she's developing legislation that would penalize private equity for running afoul of the state's Antitrust Act, including notice requirements. That law already empowers the state attorney general to investigate violations.
Mostly sunny skies with some big clouds over Philadelphia at this hour. Right now, 56 degrees in Center City. Overnight, we're expecting some cloudy skies. Temperatures drop down into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, we're expecting sunshine, slightly cooler for Tuesday, with highs peaking right at about 50 degrees.